Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, March 2nd. Coming up, the story behind the new flyover movie studios in Rantoul. We'll hear more on how it's been bringing notable economic growth to Illinois. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois wants the Secretaries of Defense and State to testify about the U.S. attack on Iran. Early Saturday, the U.S. and Israel began bombing Iran and killed Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Hours after the news broke, Duckworth told reporters Trump has not articulated the plan for Iran after regime change, and she will demand answers.
We've taken out the Iranian leadership. What is next? Do we send in peacekeeping forces? Do we send in American troops to run the country? Or is he planning to turn around and work with the regime that's already in power the way he's doing in Venezuela?
As an Army pilot, Duckworth lost her legs when her helicopter was hit by a rocket-propelled grenade in Iraq. The only competitive county board race on this year's primary election ballot is for District 6, which covers neighborhoods in the northern and central parts of the county. IPM Student Newsroom's Alyssa Eaton has more on the candidates, Democrats Ryan Musgrove and China Figueroa Dixon.
Figueroa Dixon is a community organizer who works in healthcare. She says she was prompted to organize community meetings to discuss gun violence after two young boys in Champaign's 6th District were shot and killed a few years ago. She says her platform is to set a good example for children, especially children of color, because of the hurdles they face.
My goal ultimately is to just change the ideas of what they think is cool. I really want to promote excellence and promote being better across all races.
Ryan Musgrove is an arborist with the Champaign County Park District. He says he was exposed to issues concerning local government through his job and decided to apply for the county board after a friend told him a seat had opened up in his district. Musgrove says his platform focuses on supporting homeless people.
I'm in the parks a lot, and I see the homeless and what they go through, and it's become very personal to me. And so I know that there is like a very large need for housing, and it's getting bigger and bigger every year.
Early voting for the primary election has already started, and the polls will open on March 17th. I'm Alyssa Eaton, IPM News.
You can find a voter guide for the primary election at ipmnewsroom.org. Some veterans and people in active duty carry invisible trauma and wounds, and it can be even harder when you are the only woman or person of color in the room. That's according to Micaiah Thomas, a Black female officer in Champaign County with 11 years of service. She helped organize an event on Saturday in Champaign that honored the historical legacies and sacrifices of Black veterans. In her current role with the U.S. Army and Illinois National Guard, she trains soldiers to become officers.
I don't really see a lot of Black women, a lot of Black officers in the military, so I really try to have that representation wherever I can. So young Black soldiers, young female soldiers, just let them know that you can do it if I can do it.
Thomas also is the board president of Healing Invisible Wounds, an organization based in Rantoul that supports veterans. The Black History Month event took place at the American Legion Post 559 and was hosted in partnership with the local NAACP and the Veterans Assistance Commission. The Illinois women's basketball team ended their season with a 78-73 loss to number 22-ranked Minnesota yesterday afternoon. IPM's Jonathan Matthew has more.
The Illini found themselves down by double digits in the first quarter. Minnesota did most of their damage under the basket, scoring 30 points in the paint and 22 rebounds in the first half. The Illini tried to course correct with an 8-point run, but still trailed by 7 points heading into halftime. Illinois then put pressure onto Minnesota and tied the game after being down by 15, but Minnesota got to the free throw line and closed the game out to give Illinois its 10th loss of the season. Head coach Shauna Green commented on what needs to change heading into the postseason.
We got to get back to our defensive intensity and mindset and really being able to have some resistance, keep people out of the paint. That's who we are. That's what we hang our hat on.
Illinois ends their season 19-10 overall and 9-9 in conference play. The women's team now prepares to head to the Big Ten tournament in Indiana, which begins on Wednesday. I'm Jonathan Matthew, IPM News.
The men's basketball team will host its last game for the season tomorrow at State Farm Center against Oregon at 8 p.m. Still to come, the story behind the new flyover movie studios in Rantoul. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, mostly cloudy with a high of 42 degrees, with an east wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain after midnight and a low of 35 degrees, an east wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely and a high of 50 degrees, an east wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely and a low of 42 degrees, with an east wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely in a high of 60 degrees, with the southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, the Tuskegee Airmen have been celebrated for their military victories and for breaking racial barriers in the Army. But 27 of them went missing in action. Most were never recovered. Their stories are the subject of a new book, Forgotten Souls. I'm Brian Mackey. We'll talk with author Cheryl Whitlow Thompson next time on the 21st Show. Join us at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Flyover Film Studios in Rantoul launched only a few years ago, but it's already being recognized by state leaders for bringing notable economic growth to Illinois. Last year, the film industry generated over $12 million in economic activity in Champaign County alone, and Flyover Studios is on the forefront of that charge. IPM Student Newsroom's Ayoshi Basu shows us how the studio is helping make Central Illinois a destination for film production.
Flyover Film Studios is located on what used to be the Chanute Air Force Base. It's a huge half-barrel hangar with over 6 acres under its roof. What used to hold massive aircraft is now filled with movie sets, a police station, a living room, a prison cafeteria.
How tall are these ceilings?
40 feet? Yeah, because that would be like the top of that roof would be the 1, 2, 3, 4th story floor.
That's Jen Shelby, president and co-founder, giving me a tour of the space. In 2022, she and her colleagues at Shatterglass Studios and the Line Film Company were producing a film on the old base. After that experience, the two different production companies decided to come together to make Flyover Film Studios.
Just in our poking around and seeing how much empty space there was, we approached the village and said, you know, this hangar would be a great place to put a soundstage.
Shelby says people don't often realize that filmmaking is largely logistical.
The only thing to expect during filmmaking is the unexpected.
There are so many factors beyond one's control, like the weather and outdoor lighting. So the more filmmakers can count on things like a good, reliable crew and other resources, the better. Flyover Studios is able to help with many of the logistics. Shelby says the studio keeps large stores of equipment in-house. Filmmakers can recycle wardrobes and sets and have access to unique locations around Central Illinois. This allows for more cost-effective productions.
And shooting for a movie like Moses the Black, that one we shot in, I think, 23 days. We actually wrapped out a couple days early, which is also almost unheard of in the industry. But because getting around this area is so easy, that's what allows us to do that sort of thing.
If filmmakers are looking to shoot in additional locations, outdoors or at venues like churches, barns, silos, even jails, they can reach out to Mark Brown for help. He's with the tourism group Experience CU. He says the area has a growing variety of locations to film.
We even have the old Ford County Jail up in Paxton, which, you know, they could do like a jail scene from 1940 in there.
Shelby says Flyover Studios likes to tap into local talent as much as possible, even for visual art.
We need local artists that we can call on to put their work in a film, because anything you see in a movie, they've had to sign a release to use it. So why not have original art and, you know, pay local community people to supply that art?
Local talent also matters when it comes to the crew. Vijay Amrajan is a filmmaker who moved to the area from California a few years ago. His latest film was shot here with Flyover Studios, and he says he was delightfully surprised by the skill and enthusiasm he found among his colleagues.
And I remember the tech boom before these big Silicon Valley giants were giants and everyone was working out of their garage. And Champaign weirdly has that kind of feeling to me. Everyone is working, is very entrepreneurial. It also has it without that predatory Silicon Valley feeling, which is nice too.
And Shelby says she wants to see local talent and crew flourish even more.
That's the big thing, is we've really got to build up the crew in this area so that if we get a huge movie or a TV show that comes to town, we've got the workforce here to handle it.
In the past, her production company, Shatterglass Studios, has secured grants to train film students from Parkland College and the University of Illinois. Now, she says Flyover is working towards more educational outreach to both students and local filmmakers.
So we've done what we call 4x4s, which is sort of a speed dating for a filmmaker. So in one 4x4, there's always four different classes. They're a half hour each. So it might be wardrobe, hair and makeup, casting, camera.
Shelby says she wants folks to be able to find their niche. Flyover Studios hosts monthly community education events where people can learn all aspects of filmmaking. The next event on March 13th is a camera intensive workshop at the Rantoul Business Center. I'm Aoishi Basu, IPM News.
That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Juliana Means. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Alyssa Eaton, Jakia Hines, Jonathan Matthew, and Aoishi Basu. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.